This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a slice of digital cold turkey. On May 1st of 2012, Paul Miller at the online tech site The Verge cut himself off from the internet. No web, no streaming, no email, no text or voicemails either. It's now a year later, and Paul has just woken up.
It's overwhelming. There is so much internet. I almost had a panic attack my first night.
Your first night back, you had a panic attack.
Yeah, well, like, people were telling me places to go on the internet, and I was, like, trying to maintain, like, three different tabs in my browser, and it was just, like, I'm not kidding around. Like, it was actually really difficult that night.
How's your email inbox doing?
I have, like, 22,000 unread. I haven't even begun to go back through the past. I just am trying to learn how to keep up with the day's email.
Forget the past, my friend. Just let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
So take me through this. You went a year?
Yeah, on May 1st, 2012, I quit the internet, and I stayed away from it. Didn't use a web browser or a phone or any internet.
Did you go through withdrawal?
I went through like a euphoria, of like a release, like of all that pressure that the internet, I felt like, was putting on me.
You know, children feel this. They feel if they don't text back their friends as soon as the texts come in, they start to get nervous. And you're saying that maybe you felt better.
I felt that exact release from that. In fact, that's something I've thought about a lot this year, that me being quitting the internet or using the internet differently isn't a whole solution. Like, I feel really bad for kids because it's not like kids want to text 10,000 times a month. It's that they receive 5,000 texts a month and they need to respond to them, you know?
Still, no digital, man, for a year. I mean, how'd you get your news? You know, Barack Obama, he did win again.
I heard. I watched that on TV, old school style.
How did you meet up with a friend to go to the movies or something?
That was actually a big kind of a problem this year. I know it sounds really minor, but I felt kind of out of sync with friends because I wasn't just rubbing up against them online. And so, you know, if you want to do a movie, you have to like pick up the phone, call them, and you have to really put it out there. It's like asking somebody on a date. It's not just like a casual back and forth. Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? You know, you have to like have a plan and call. And that meant I ended up going to a lot less movies with people and a lot less hanging out, a lot less going out to dinner, just because there was so much friction to invite me to something or for me to, you know, to make an offer.
So it's just a couple of days that you've rejoined us. How's it feeling now?
We should all be proud of ourselves how well we use the internet, to be honest.
You're having trouble retrieving stuff?
No, it's just that there feels like there's too much and I'm having a hard time juggling. Like, you know, I find a new thing to look at and I open a new tab and then I forget about the last thing I was just doing. And there's like windows all over the place and I'm just sitting here kind of refreshing things and I feel like it's all passing me by.
Paul Miller just spent a year without the digital world. He's an editor at the online tech site The Verge. Paul, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.